We're learning Masechta Zvachim. We're in the 14th parak, we're up to Mishnah Ches, which is discussing when our Bamos, private altars, allowed to be constructed, as well as the avoda of service to be performed there. So we mentioned that when it came to the tabernacles or Mishkan, which was more temporary in nature, then we allowed Bamos. However, now the Mishnah tells us that Bol Yerushalayim, once we entered into Yerushalayim, it doesn't mean actually going into Yerushalayim, but it means that there was a house of worship, or more specifically, the first Beis HaMikdash, built in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, by Shlomo HaMelech. So once the Beis HaMikdash was built, Yerushalayim, at that point, Neser HaBamos. At that point, Bamos were not allowed to be built, and it's added Ad Olam, forever. At that point, once the first Beis HaMikdash was built, no longer are private altars allowed, which includes then, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even the time of being in exile, nonetheless, Bamos are no longer permitted from the time that the first Beis HaMikdash was constructed. Lo ha'yilahem od heter. They no longer had any permission, as we said, because, as the expression is said, that Shekedushas HaMikdash Kitchul Shaita VeKitchul Asad Lavo, that the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash not only was at the time in which it stood, but also Asad Lavo also in the future. And therefore, even though the Beis HaMikdash not physically was no longer physically in view, was no longer physically there, but nonetheless, the fact that it was once standing, no longer Bamos were permitted. Vehi Hoysa Nachala. And in it, referring to Yerushalayim, became the inheritance of the Jewish people. And the pasuk which we've been quoting says, "Kilu ba'asam ad ato el hamnuchav hanachla," that the reason why you were allowed to build a bama is because we have not yet reached a place of rest, as well as our nachla, as our and our inheritance. And when it comes to Yerushalayim is called our inheritance, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, as it says in the 94th Kapitel Tehillim, V'nachlo salu ya'azov, and his inheritance will not forsake, which is referring to Yerushalayim. And the Beis HaMikdash, although it's not there anymore, nonetheless Yerushalayim still remains, and therefore that Kedusha remains, and therefore one is no longer allowed to have Bamos. And therefore it concludes this Mishnah, that Kashi Kedusha Nechom Lefnim Nechoyim, when it comes to the Karbanos, which are the highest level of sanctity, as we mentioned previously, they can only be in Min HaKoloyim, within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, or the walls of the Azara. However, when it comes to Kedushim Kalim, as well as Maaser Sheni, which we say is a similar, which is similar laws, Maaser Sheni, the tithe, the 10%, which is brought in years 1, 2, 4, and 5, from where you live to Yerushalayim. So those fruits which are eaten have to be in Min HaChoma. We have to be in Lifnim Min HaChoma, within the walls of Yerushalayim.